Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 12th of June 2022. The Bible reading today is Exodus chapter 12, verses 24 to 28. Obey these instructions as a lasting ordinance for you and your descendants. When you enter the land that the Lord will give you as he promised, observe this ceremony. And when your children ask you, "What does this ceremony mean to you?" then tell them, "It is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord, who passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt and spared our homes when he struck down the Egyptians." Then the people bowed down and worshipped. The Israelites did just what the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron. Today's article, titled "God Moves," was written by Katara Payton. I love a good game of Scrabble. After one particular game, my friend named a move after me, calling it Katara. I'd been trailing the entire game, but at the end of it, with no tiles left in the bag, I made a seven-letter word. This meant the game was over, and I received 50 bonus points as well as all the points from my opponent's leftover tiles, moving me from the last place to first. Now, whenever we play and someone is trailing, they remember what happened and hold out hope for a Katara. Remembering what has happened in the past has the power to lift our spirits and give us hope. And that's exactly what the Israelites did when they celebrated Passover. The Passover commemorates what God did for the Israelites when they were in Egypt, oppressed by Pharaoh and his crew. After they cried out to God, he delivered the people in a mighty way. He told them to put blood on their doorposts so that the death angel would pass over their firstborn people and animals. Then they would be kept safe from death. Centuries later, believers in Jesus regularly take communion as we remember his sacrifice on the cross, providing what we needed to be delivered from sin and death. Remembering God's loving acts in the past gives us hope for today. Let's pray. I thank you, loving God, for all the marvelous works you've done on my behalf. Please give me the strength to focus on your mighty acts when I need hope to keep going. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.